Then we have the T-cell lymphomas, in which the T-cell lymphoma present in the form of mycosis fungoides or Sézary syndrome associated with HIV/AIDS. The T-cell lymphoma can also present in a way of subcutaneous panniculitis-like disease. Castleman disease is another presentation. There is a rare variety of HIV-associated lymphoma, that is the atypical cutaneous lymphoproliferative disorder, which presents in the form of an itchy generalized eruption. So whatever the type of the T-cell lymphoma is, it presents in the form of a patches, plaques, and erythroderma, and it is suggestive of this mycosis fungoides or Sézary syndrome. When we do the histology of the skin lesion, then we can see polyclonal CD8 positive T-cell infiltrates in the epidermis and the dermis. These conditions respond to the antiretroviral treatment. Another type of a lymphoma is the HIV-associated cutaneous pseudo-lymphoma, which presents with an intensely pruritic rash, which is extensive, infiltrative into the skin, and also present with a weight loss, alopecia universalis, and eosinophilia. And it also responds to the antiretroviral treatment.